Another incident, my brother-in-law, Art Seguin, who's worked up at Elgo Nordic for 20-some years up at Elliott Lake Mine, practically from the day it opened. He's retired now. I didn't personally see this myself, but there was about 50 mine workers going in through the gates early in the morning. I guess they go on shift like we do at Coppercliff, probably 7:15, 7:30 to be changed and in their work clothes to go down the mine for 8 o'clock. They have to be on duty by 8, and lo and behold, this is a beautiful, clear summer morning, and everybody's looking up over the parking lot right near the gate. The sergeant's at the gate looking at the passes, same way as we do at Coppercliff, and a UFO is sitting there. No sound, beautiful silver craft, the sun bouncing off its body early in the morning. Quite a sight, and Art related this to me. The next time I seen him, you know, it was probably a couple of weeks because we always interchange visits. We'd go up to Elliott Lake to see them. He was a great hunter, fisherman. He'd come down to Sudbury to see me. That's my wife's brother. And there's at least 50 people. And this hit the Elliott Lake press locally about all the men seeing it at the mine at this time, their local little paper. But it didn't get into Toronto or Globe and Mail or, you know, our local papers, a big write-up about Elliott Lake miners. Seeing this, but it was the talk of Elliott Lake for quite a while.